three books that I think are underhyped, three that I think are overhyped, and then three that I think are appropriately hyped. Remember, this is literally just my opinion and my opinion alone. Okay, reading is subjective. Starting with underhyped, we have Servant of Earth by Sarah Hawley. This is fantasy romance done perfectly, and I adore it. The Exorcism of Fairies by J.L. Vampa, gothic dark academia romance set in 1990s Dublin, and it's professor student. Isle of Sin and Shadows by Carrie Lake is also very underhyped, okay? Everybody talks about Nocticadia, and don't get me wrong, I love that book so much, but Isle of Sin and Shadows is my second favorite book of hers. It's a gothic romance with thriller aspects to it. Now let's talk appropriately hyped. The Edge of Darkness trilogy by Lee Rivers, obsessed. I could say that it needs more love, but I've been seeing a lot of people read this, especially recently, and it makes me so happy. This is dark, dark romance, so please, if you're gonna read this, check your triggers. Direbound by Sable Sorensen, fantasy romance with dire wolves. Deserves every bit that it's getting. It's appropriately hyped. When the Moon Hatched by Sarah A. Parker. Now keep in mind, I loved this book, so everything I see about this book is people loving this book, okay? Okay, now for the overhyped books. First and foremost, we have Silver Elite by Danny Francis. I thought this was just okay. I wasn't obsessed with it. I don't think I'm gonna continue the series, and yeah, that's just my opinion. Just my opinion. Take this next one with a grain of salt because I do love their other books, but it's Never Keep by the Twisted Sisters. My opinion is that a lot of this book could have been cut out. I thought a lot of it was filler. Why did we need a battle scene that was 100 pages long? We did not need that, I feel like. A lot of people adore this series. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was their best work. And then we have Dear Reader by Tate James. Dear Reader and Watch Your Back, to be precise. This is a wide shoes thriller, dark romance, and Tate James is really good at keeping her readers engaged, especially at the end of a book when it's in a series. But I just didn't really like the men that much, okay? I didn't. I'm sorry. There was only one of them that I really did like, and he was the only one that was still standoffish by the end of book two. So, anywho, like I said, remember, these are just my opinions. Okay, my opinions. You do not have to agree with me. There you go.